Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Bert Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? Cass, how are you today?
I'm good. Long day yesterday, lots of meetings, but super productive. Some good news that you and I talked about in a business meeting.
You want to talk about it? We're going to talk about it later on in the show also, but this is good. This is very good.
Yes, we got the all clear to proceed with releasing vintage Bert Show content on the feed, and we'll be setting up something super special as well for near the end of the show where you can have access basically to every single episode of The Bert Show that we actually have a physical copy of.
So if you're like a P1 and you've been calling or hitting us up going, what am I going to do? You're going to have 25 years of Bert Shows to listen to on the way into work or what have you.
Yeah, and it's super exciting. So we'll be releasing some of that content in the main podcast feed. If you listen through the app is going away. So you'll have to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. Don't freak out. It's free to subscribe. And then we'll have some special extra goodies later on a different project that we're working on that we'll have more details about later.
How you doing, KK?
I'm doing good. We saw each other last night at our Bert's Big Adventure medical meeting, looking over applications for 2026 for Bert's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I don't know who you are in Toledo that is working hard for Bert's Big Adventure, but
seriously,
we got more per capita. We got more applications from Toledo than any other city, maybe other than Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, obviously minus Atlanta, but we kept looking at applications. There were some from Charleston. Uh-huh. There was one from Macon, a bunch of applications from Atlanta, but time and time again, Toledo, man.
Yes.
We were like, all right, Toledo.
They finally get it. All right. How are you, Abby?
I'm a little sad, Bert.
Why are you sad, Abby?
I'm a little sad because I think I got taken off of Taylor Swift's PR list.
What happened?
I saw everyone got their Taylor Swift orange boxes for the Life of a Showgirl yesterday. All the cool radio people. Normally that's me, and there's not a box here.
Oh, wait, Abby, I forgot to tell you. There's a box here.
Wait, there is?
It, up front. I'm being absolute. While you guys talk, I can run good.
Did you check the mail here?
No, but normally it's like in here.
That's because I bring it in here. You have to. Somebody in here has to check the mail and bring it in here. I've brought you your boxes, you ding dong. You gotta go check it.
I'm gonna go check the mail then.
Well, this is the most Abby thing that I can think of starting the show right now. Just catastrophizing, thinking about it. When did you start thinking about, like, hey, everybody else got their box and I didn't?
Well, I got worried on Friday because normally you get it release day.
Worried even.
I was a little worried. I was like, but I was like, you know what? Last time I got it a couple of days late, so maybe it'll be Monday. And then I didn't get it Monday. And I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't do it because I didn't see anybody post about it. And then yesterday, all the other cool radio people started posting and I was like, I'm not cool anymore.
And here you are. You just didn't check the mail where a box like that would come in.
Yeah, I could
do
that.
Okay. This is the most Abby thing.
Yeah, but then I'm going to get my merch. It's going to be great.
The worst possible thing ever. Yet it's not at all.
No. Nope.
Let's see. Tommy just...
He ran.
Well...
Oh, he's going?
No, he
did whatever he does.
Running adjacent.
He's shuffling. Well, anyway, consider this my formal appreciation, my formal thank you to... thank you for waiting until after TS12 was released to retire.
Oh, you bet. So you can get this one last box.
I can get this one last box.
Not much to report for me yesterday. Like Kristen said, Bert's Big Adventure last night. Outside of that, there really wasn't a whole bunch. No, not much.
Right. You're almost looking at me like, yeah, I know your schedule better than you. And I'm like, I can't fill in the blank, sir. You're going to have to do that yourself this time.
All right. So what we have learned is that a lot of you guys that listen to The Bert Show live on the radio. Yeah, on the radio this early in the morning, don't get to hear a lot of stuff that's going on. And you got busy lives. And quite frankly, you're not interested enough to listen to the podcast. Oh, here comes Tommy. Oh, there it is. And there it is. So,
doesn't right, have huh? Amy's name or Amy. Doesn't have Abby's name on it. Just says the birth show. So I usually take that mail. So this is mine.
Does anybody know where the emergency defibrillator is in the studio or in the radio station?
For Abby when she opens the box, for Tommy after jogging.
Tommy,
I would say I could run, but I can't.
I like that. Fast walked. You're decked out in a Bucky's jersey, and I feel like it's so fitting.
I'm sweating.
This is what it would be like, you running to from the home plate to first base if you really are on the Bucky softball team.
Who do you think would be more excited? Abby receiving a PR package from Taylor Swift or Tommy receiving a PR package from Bucky's?
I'm going to go with Tommy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm feeling Tommy.
Me, too. If I get something from Bucky's, I'm super excited.
So I'm guessing that's it. I mean, it has orange tape around it.
I did look at the return address. It did say Nashville, so that's
good. Oh, yeah. It says, this is it right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's orange and sparkly, but I don't know how to
How long does it take you to open a box?
Well, do you want to do it?
What's in the box?
You have to cut the...
Oh, Tommy. Oh, this is...
I'm just making Tommy get his heart rate up a little bit this morning.
He's trying to open it up, Hulk it, and that didn't work. So now he's going to the keys.
I am filming this to put on Instagram later because I know that this is very visual and radio is not a visual medium.
You guys can't see what I see. Katie walks in here, puts something on the table, slowly walks out, shaking her head.
Look at how beautiful
there it is.
It's orange and sparkly.
It's this gorgeous orange sparkly gift box with TS emblazoned on it.
And a personalized note that she definitely only wrote specifically to me didn't photocopy.
What's it say?
Well, hi. If you're reading this, you're someone who has shown love, someone I admire, and ultimately someone I'd want to celebrate with as we welcome the life of a showgirl into the world. I hope you like these gifts and record. With love, a showgirl named Taylor.
There it is.
And then it includes the vinyl and what we should give.
The official unboxing.
Is this something to wear?
Yes, it's like a fun little sweatshirt.
Why do you need something? Because you're too sweaty now?
No, because I was going to say, man, I wish I had opened that yesterday. I would have come in wearing that today.
Tommy, I don't think your left leg would fit in this.
Yeah, I know. That'd be the funny part.
Oh, my God. Taylor thinks I'm skinny.
There you go. And she gave you a life lesson about not thinking the worst.
Yeah, okay? Thanks, Taylor.
Just let it play out.
Since you got the PR box and you're someone she admires, do you think Abby's going to have an invite to the wedding, too?
That'd be cool.
She said she was going to invite everyone she's ever talked to, so I have to talk to her first.
Well, I have a picture of her. She and I have talked, and I have talked to her mom, so maybe I need to IG her or whatever and just say, hey, well, you've talked to me.
Yeah, then I want to come to the wedding.
Yeah, please IG her and say that. Yes.
I'll DM, IG, whatever. I'll message her.
It's the Burt Show.
So yesterday, we were really kind of inspired. I asked a question yesterday because I've been getting a lot of messages from people saying, oh, I'm so jealous that you get to go and do what you want to do now. You're retiring. Well, it's taken me a lifetime to get to that point. And I realized that at least in my messages, it just seems like, and statistics show this also, that most people don't dig their jobs and they kind of feel stuck, right? So we were taking calls yesterday from people that made the leap and decided that even without that financial safety net, decided to do something else with their life. And Natalia here called. And what was your story? Because I know it has to do with coffee now, but what were you before coffee?
Yeah, so I was working in the film industry for about 4 years, which when I tell people that, they're like, oh my God, you get to work with celebrities and all these actors and directors, and it's so glamorous. And then, of course, like everyone that's in the entertainment industry knows once you're actually in it, it's far from glamorous, even if you are an actor or whatever. There's so much that goes into it. And I was a production assistant, which is a very, very hard, laboring and mentally hard job. I mean, I had to assist actors, assistant directors, basically anyone on the crew. And, you know, you are working for like 12 to 14 hour days, which is literally insane. And I was passionate about it at first. Coming out of high school, I went to Georgia Film Academy. I was like, I'm going to be this incredible, you know, young woman assistant director and change the industry and I'm going to do it. And I just kept feeling like I was getting beat down and beat down, like being a young woman. And I mean, when I say young, I was 20. I just turned 21.
Yeah.
And
so naive. I'm going to really make an impact in this industry.
And, yeah. And like, no one took me seriously, for one, being literally so young and also a woman. And so that was hard in itself. And, you know, just the hours every day and everything just mixed into it. There is a lot of great things about the film industry, though. I would never want to talk poorly about it. And I've met literally the most incredible people. Everyone in my life, my husband, I met on set. All of my friends, we met when we were background actors together throughout the years. And so I have so much love for it, but that was not what I was actually meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like you really do know once you've found your thing. I thought I had found it, but I think it was more like I was kind of like forcing myself to almost like really like it, mm-hmm. especially towards the end. I just got such terrible burnout and it sucks because there were some incredible experiences, once in a lifetime experiences that I've had on set. Like I got to work with Billie Eilish for a whole week.
Oh, how cool.
And I was her like direct contact mm-hmm. person. I mean, I was like the assistant that was helping her. And I was like, oh my God, like this is insane. Like who wakes up, goes to work and gets to hang out with Billie Eilish? And she, her mom, her team were like so incredible. She had her dog. It was the best time ever. And I'm like so grateful for like those experiences. Like I did Cobra Kai this last season, got very close to the cast there. I love them so dearly. I still hang out with Mary and Tanner, who are, you know, actors in the show. I love Ralph so much. I have such like, I just love that whole family. Like, and so, yeah, I've had these amazing experiences and I don't regret it at all.
But somehow you were feeling like kind of empty about it and got into something completely different.
Something that I woke up and I was just not happy. And I was like, then this is just not what I'm meant to do. Like when I, you know, see my mom, who is a teacher for over 20, 30 years, you know, she was a teacher, principal, whatever, you know, she would seem like she really enjoyed her job and she very much enjoys it now because now she's actually on the road teaching Broadway kids. So she's really having a blast now. My dad worked for Turner Cartoon Network. So that was really awesome. I had the best childhood.
It sounds like it.
It was really cool.
Just in the interest of time, let's transition into the coffee business here because the story is you're doing something you thought you loved, didn't love it, and then you take the leap and then we got a break.
Yeah, so The writer's strike ended up happening, and that's kind of how I got into all of this. That was a really hard time for everybody. I mean, we were jobless for months, and I'm talking like 7 to 9 months. Some people haven't even fully recovered from that. And so my friend Raven, she is a manager at a coffee shop in Midtown. She was like, hey, you should just come and be like a barista for the time being until, you know, you get back on your feet. I never got back on my feet on set. I was like, wait, this is so cool. I love coffee. And I was like being taught by this total just coffee connoisseur from Texas. He flew out and he trained us all. And I was like, wow, like there's such an art to like coffee and espresso and everything. And I always kind of had like this little itch in me to be like this entrepreneur, like girl boss, especially working in an industry where you're not taken very seriously. Like, obviously, I'm going to be you know, my own boss and it feels awesome. And so I was like, you know what? I really see a future with coffee and having my own coffee business. And the goal one day to have my own coffee shop where people can come together and it's just this beautiful, like, collaborative space. And that's like my goal. So I created my coffee business, Twin Fins Coffee, which I got the name because it's very like beach vibes. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of family in Florida. I grew up going there, St. Pete and also like Miami area. So I just always love like the beach and that vibe. And I know like, you know, we're very landlocked in Atlanta and it's crazy. And I'm from Kennesaw. So I'm like born, raised here. I'm like stuck in this little city, but I'm like, you know, I love going there and I just want to bring those like very tropical, like coastal vibes, like here, because that's so fun and it's different. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, I want to be different. I want to stand out. And then, yeah.
So you started the business.
I did.
Okay, so where can people get your coffee?
Yeah, so we are mobile right now, but for when we're not doing events, we're mostly set up on Tombs Street in Palmetto. We've been so lucky to have this opportunity to set up our cart there on a regular basis. And then the best way to know where we are is on our Instagram at Twin Fins Coffee. Yeah, and then like this week, we're actually going to be at the Scott's Antique Market from Thursday through Sunday. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, come down to Scott's Antique Market. We're going to be at the South Building Thursday through Sunday.
I love that you've just followed your passion, followed your dream.
Yeah, I do too.
Congratulations. Good
Without
luck with
the
it.
Financial means. I've never called faster in my life. And I was like, if there's anyone that does not have the financial means, it's me.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know where you are right now, but at some point today, you need to get in a prayer circle. You need to get in a seance because we need to put up some prayer hands for none other than National Treasure, Dolly Parton.
Yes. This is breaking my heart.
Yes, I would not be ready for this news.
Dolly Parton's sister, Frida, has fans on edge after revealing that she was, quote, up all night praying for her sister, Dolly. She said, many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I've been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong. She's loved. And with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you. Of course, people have been commenting and saying all of the prayers and all of like the support for her and the well wishes. Of course, this is a little over a week after after Dolly postponed her Las Vegas residency because she said she was dealing with some health challenges. So, of course, everyone is hoping she's resting up and can get back on the road.
So the first thing I Googled when I saw this is she and her sister close? Because I'm like, I wanted to make sure that this was coming from an authentic place and she just wasn't trying to get like attention or whatever. And I was hoping that they are not close and Frida is just out here like doing the most, but they are close.
They are. No. Dang it. So this is legit.
Yeah.
I am not ready for this. The world should not be ready for this.
The world is not ready for this. What I find interesting about this timing though is, isn't it pretty close to when she just lost her husband, like her husband of 50 or 60 years or something? And I feel like this is a pretty common tale. Like when one person in the partnership or the marriage goes, then it's very quickly that the next person goes. Not that I'm putting that out into the universe, but I almost wonder, like, Is there something to this? Like, is there something in the universe that when your person goes, you follow suit right after them? Something that nobody expected to see over the weekend was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez reuniting at the Kiss of the Spider-Woman premiere. I think with Jennifer Lopez talking so bluntly about the fact that she believes that this divorce was the best thing for her, seeing them together on the red carpet was a pretty jarring experience for everybody.
I don't think that people are used to this kind of maturity. It's two people that were in love. They fell out of love for whatever reason. She's been talking a little bit about it, and they're mature about it. They're looking back saying we weren't great partners. That's it. But people are shocked by it.
People are calling this the situationship final boss because they keep getting back together and breaking up and back together and breaking up. And there's this meme going around where Ben Affleck is like leaning into Jennifer Lopez's ear. And, you know, she seems very happy that he's there. And somebody captioned it, "I think we have one more marriage left in us."
Yeah. Healthy relationships don't sell. So we got to create as much crap as we can.
Exactly.
This is The Bird Show.
Are people kind of getting burned out on social media? Has it already peaked? The answer to that, at least in one survey, is yes for around the world. No for the United States.
Oh, no. Shocker.
Okay. Let us read. A digital audience insights company looked at data of more than 250,000 people from 50 different countries. And they're finding that time spent on social media peaked in 2022 and has since gone into a steady decline. I have not found that in my own life, but I do feel myself like now catching myself while scrolling, asking myself, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right?
Is this worth it? Is it giving you joy? Is it enhancing your life in any way? Or are you just kind of trying to disassociate from life?
And then I say to myself, I'm not doing this anymore. And then I put it down. I go into another room. And then I don't even know how it happens. It's a gravitational pull where I walked back in the room, the phone's in my hand, and I'm how did it happen? I don't even know how it happened. Across the world, adults 16 and older are spending an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes per day on social platforms. That's down 10%. Sharpest decline is among teens and 20-somethings, although many millennials and some Gen Xers seem to be deleting their accounts too. Text experts say users have basically been pushed out by reducing the actual socialness and connectedness. So people are like, this kind of sucks. I'm not really around people anymore. I'm like getting all of my connections through social media, and now people are like putting an end to it.
Well, also, what you're about to say about replacing with ads, that's what I've noticed. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not seeing what I want to see in my feed. I'm getting a lot of suggested content, and I'm like, I don't know why you're suggesting this to me. It's like you don't even know me, but you should know everything about me.
Right.
And then it's also a ton of ads. And even though if you like click out of them, it's just, I'm not seeing who I follow, mm-hmm. which is why I followed them, and it's really annoying.
There's actually a theory, because there's so much AI slop out there, too. Like, is the video AI? Is it not? So the theory is, even though AI is gonna, you know, eventually become more integrated into our daily lives, there's gonna be huge pushback and a bigger swing with teens towards analog and non-technological
really?
Things. Mm-hmm. So people are now saying AI is not going to totally take over because there will be a contingency pushing analog. And I think what we're going to see is more of what Abby's doing on her Substack, where she's sort of doing personal journals and writing. I know you just dropped the first one last night, right?
Yeah. It's the first real post, but I guess it's the second real post. Yeah. And it's just me going,
just complaining about life.
No, it's actually not even complaining. It's actually very insightful and hopeful. And it's a very positive energy. And
I think like millennials, once we got social, we're like word vomit. Here's our entire lives, everything you needed to know about us ever. And I think for Gen Z, they're like, that's cringe. Why are you sharing about that online? Mm. But for them, and because it became performative and we monetized it. And so now I think they're going to find ways like writing where they can connect to people again. Though I'm interested to see where that goes in the future.
I do feel like your generation, and I would put Hayden in on that also, that he has no appetite for anything that isn't 100% authentic anymore.
I think that's person to person. Like for me, I've been very frank about the fact that I don't like to be anything but myself. Like anything that feels like you're you're not 100% who you are, or you're not responding in the way that feels right to you, feels like it's being fake. And maybe that's enforced by the fact that there's so much performance on social media that it's like deep within our brains that we don't want to perform for people anymore.
So the bad news here is those are all great stats for the rest of the world, but the one place in the world where social media isn't in a free fall is right here in North America, man. We're just taking it all in, man.
We love that rage bait.
Love that rage bait.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We got the grade A flashbacks this morning because we're looking back at 25 years of Burt Show. And in about 20, 25 minutes, we're going to do the skydiving one, your skydiving one.
Yeah, that, I mean, I can't believe how long ago that was. But my cousin owns a skydiving business in Ohio, and his son, who is an active skydiver, had an accident and fell and hit the ground going pretty fast.
Oh, God.
The audio of that is going to blow you away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's painful to listen to.
So, of course, you're traumatized me from the Yorkie that got its head bit off yesterday to someone nearly dying from skydiving. Like, do you want me to go to therapy so bad that you're going to push me into it?
So, but we are not the good vibes morning show.
No, but we are, because it comes full circle. So, we were able to secure the 911 audio. Like, he called 911 himself after he hit the ground. And then, fast forward almost a year later after that happened, I went to Ohio and went skydiving with my family, and it was his first jump since his accident. So it came full circle, and it was a pretty cool moment, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm not an intellectual, but if I'm having a bad skydiving accident, I'm taking that as a sign from the universe that maybe I shouldn't go back.
I would never go back. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes some kind of mentality, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of strength.
Yeah, and this skydiving company in Ohio, they're the ones, like, when you're at stadiums and you see those skydivers come in and they have, like, the colors, you know, shooting off the back of them or what, they do that, those kind of stunts. And they're like, they're professionals, and it's in his blood, and he loves it.
Damn. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play the first time Justin Bieber ever did a radio interview was right here on the Burt Show. And I had an interesting thought about this morning. Maybe I'm thinking too much these days, because he comes in here with Usher. And I'll tell the story at 8:30 also. But I'm wondering now, like, looking back at his career, because he could have chosen to be mentored by Usher or another A-list celebrity, which I think we all know now is Justin Timberlake. But in looking back at it all, going back to that one moment in his life, considering everything that has happened, all the circles he was running in when he was younger, and I'm talking about the Diddy circles, and Usher introducing them to that crowd because of their influence. And if you're like a 15-year-old kid, you're like, oh my God, I had to hang out with Diddy and all these A-listers, right? But who knows what he saw at such an early age and what was exposed to at an early age and how it's affecting him now. I wonder if Justin ever thinks, like, I wonder what my life would look like if I went with Timberlake.
This is a Black Mirror episode waiting to happen where you can go back to a specific moment in your life where you had to make a decision, right?
Wow.
You're fork in the road. You went left or right.
Yeah.
And you go back and you choose the opposite of whatever you did, and you can, like, you can sit there in your mind and see the path it took you. Now, I know there is a movie out there where while the path may be different, you end up in the exact same place.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a great movie. I watched it. It's with Lily Reinhardt.
Yes.
God, I forgot the name of it, but it's basically one version of her has a child and the other doesn't. And if you're a mother and you're a young, like a mother of a young kid and you're struggling, you have to go watch it, because I watched it and it gave me so much peace knowing that whatever path I choose, I am going to be where I'm meant to be. Mm-hmm. It's called Look Both Ways.
Okay, that's a good one. So let's try to do this here real quick. It's going to take some brain power this early in the morning, but what would that fork be for you guys in your life? For me, it would have been, I initially got into radio, into media to do sports. That was my love, man. I was going to be a national sportscaster no matter what. I mean, how great a job is that for a sports fan? You get to travel around the country, do research on sports, interview your favorite players. That's what I was going to do. And I was doing it. I was like 21 years old and I snuck my way into the job, really. But I had a really good sample of what it would be like. And I realized at that time, as I'm interviewing all my favorite players and I'm getting into Super Bowls, I'm on the sideline of Super Bowls and in the locker rooms of the Chargers and the Padres, and I'm interviewing all the Hall of Famers back then. I just realized, like, these guys are a-holes. And the organizations, the Major League Baseball and the NFL, a-holes to work with. And I'm like, I don't want to do this my whole life. I want to be the a-hole. So I ended up like accidentally getting into morning radio. But I wonder what life would look like if I'm like, I can handle this. I'll just stick with sports. That would probably be the fork in the road.
For me, the ones that pop to my head, and it's only because out of curiosity of like what would have happened. And again, if given the opportunity, I wouldn't do this because I wouldn't want to see, because comparison's the thief of joy, and I wouldn't want to see. But if we are in a Black Mirror episode and we were doing this, what would have happened if I never would have responded to my husband's email when he reached out wanting to take me on a date?
Oh, wow.
And we never went out on a date. What that path and who I would have ended up with. Like, I'm just wondering, like, if I never responded to the email he sent to kitten@wkqq.com, and if I didn't respond to it. And then the other one was, what if I never got into radio? Like, when...
Sounds like a pretty good deal right now.
Yeah, I know, right? But what would those 20 years have looked like? Like, when I got offered the position to do promotions in Lexington for Clear Channel at the time, what if I wouldn't have accepted that? And, like, just... It's just crazy to think, like, the different paths and where you would have ended up, and if you ultimately would have still ended up exactly where you are now.
Yeah. Cass?
I used to think about this a lot, and I had to stop because it was making me so indecisive, knowing that when I made a choice, all these other doors closed. I think one of the big ones was this job. I had a really cushy job before this. I literally was like a month away from moving into the most beautiful mahogany corner office with a view. And I had a very good trajectory at my last spot, and this job was a risk. I mean, I talked you into combining two part-time jobs into one full-time job. We had those conversations, and I took that risk, and I'm glad I did. And I wouldn't want to know the other way because I'm so happy with the decision I made. But there are so many. I was between two universities, one here, one in New Orleans. What would have happened if I chose the other one? And over again, I'm seeing little idiosyncrasies. Like, my best friend from my school here, his backup school was also the school in New Orleans. So there was a chance we could have gone to school and met together there. And I think that's when I started realizing the universe is going to tweak things however it needs to make sure the right people are in your path at the right time. And you can make your decisions and lead the life you want, knowing, like, comfortably you're going to be where you need to be.
How about you? You're a little young for this talk, but let's go for it.
No, but I mean, I feel like I can still look back. And I mean, when people say, how did you get into radio? Especially when you're a Gen Zer, they're like, literally, how did you get into radio? And I always say the same thing, by accident, because I was like 2 weeks away from changing my major because I was so miserable on the news track reading about people dying and kids drowning, like all these horrible things. And then someone was like, oh, you should do this thing called GHQ that's just getting started at UF. And they told me it was going to be like BuzzFeed. I was like, sick, I want to write articles about BuzzFeed. And it's a radio station. And so I just kind of stuck it out and then, you know, kind of tripped and fell into other opportunities that led me to getting my first job in radio post-grad. But I mean, I still had other job opportunities at the end of UF. Like, I could have been a news anchor in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I think about what would have happened if I'd gone there. I think I would have been miserable and I would have found a way to pivot. But like, what would I have pivoted to? But again, there's so many things I tripped and fell into just to get here.
What's the name of that movie again?
Look both ways.
Look both ways. Okay.
You're on The Burt Show.
We're here. Abby's here. So we might as well do an entertainment buzz.
Yeah, why not?
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The people are losing their minds. They're freaking out. They're screaming. They're crying. They're throwing tantrums in the comment section of the New Heights new podcast episode that dropped yesterday.
I thought of you yesterday. This was scandalous.
This was scandalous. And I thought, there's no way this could be true. This has to be a headline. So I click on the most recent episode of the New Heights podcast that dropped yesterday on YouTube. And they were doing a breakdown on some movies. And the movie that they were talking about was The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which coincidentally stars Blake Lively, who we all assumed was no longer friends with Taylor Swift due to the lawsuit happening with Justin Baldoni. Here's a clip from New Heights.
It was also the film debut of our friend Blake Lively.
Nice.
Which she killed it. Did absolutely wonderful as Bridget.
Killed it. I might have been a little biased, but I thought Bridget's story was the most relatable and probably the most fun.
So when people heard our friend Blake Lively, what? We thought that you guys were no longer cool because he unfollowed Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively is being accused of framing Justin Baldoni for, you know, saying that he sexually harassed her. But it really seems like there's not a lot of proof here. So people are freaking out, me included. And then I started doing a little bit of digging. I was like, wait a second. The last time I saw Travis Kelce, he didn't look like that. He had a beard, his shirt, you know, looks like somebody I've seen before this. And then we all started doing a little digging, and we saw that this was an episode that was recorded 1 year ago in October of 2024.
Shut up.
However, it doesn't mean they're completely in the clear, because even though it was recorded in October of 2024, it was not posted until yesterday. So October of 2025. So people are thinking, my theory is that, okay, they didn't post it on purpose last year because of course, all of the bad press that Blake Lively was getting and how Taylor Swift was going to be attached to it. And she was going to possibly have to testify in this court case. People are thinking maybe they're friends again after some kind of mending. And now they're like, all right, let's test the waters, see how people will feel if we put this out that they are still friends.
They have to be, because there's no way that they post that without getting Taylor's approval. So at some point she said, yeah, go ahead, post it. It's cool.
Or it's a producer who didn't remember that they talked about Blake Lively.
No way.
I don't know. I could see that absolutely happening, and they're dealing with that behind the scenes today. If it was recorded over a year ago and they don't have a transcript, which I'm surprised they don't, but I mean, it's still the podcasting is still the wild, wild west. I could absolutely see that slipping through some producer's fingers, them being like, do an old episode that we haven't released yet. We don't have time to record this week or whatever. And then putting it out there and then having no realization now that because Travis is still kind of new to the Taylor world, that this will be taken as Taylor and Blake are friends again.
Then she got fired, or he got fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I think anything, because they know everything they say and do is going to be under extreme scrutiny. I would be shocked. I think every single thing that New Heights post, they go through with a fine-tooth comb before they post it to make sure there's nothing cancelable, or and not even about, like, if it's going to make headlines for Taylor. But I just think, like, when you hit that status and you become that big, they are listening to something once, twice, thrice before they're posting it to CYA.
Thrice, she says.
I can't roll my R's, and it makes me really sad, and it's making Duolingo really hard.
Also, is it really, you know, whether or not you agree with what you think Blake Lively allegedly did, I do think this whole culture of just getting canceled over one thing, like, are you supposed to break up and dump your best friends because they made a misstep or they did something that you might not agree with? Like, if it's morally heinous, then I understand. But I also think when someone's your friend and in your inner circle, you're more accepting of their flaws and their ability to maybe rehabilitate themselves and change themselves over time. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're still friends and they just had to cool the friendship publicly for a while.
I completely agree. But what she's being accused of isn't just what she allegedly did or did not do with Justin Baldoni. People Magazine and other reputable sources have posted that a source is claiming that Blake Lively tried to extort her best friend Taylor Swift. So it's one thing to do something that is not kosher in the eyes of the public. Like, I don't think you should drop your friends over that. I don't even think we should drop anybody because of that and just dispose of them because of their mistake. But when it comes to something you're doing to your friend of 10 years, I think what she was being accused of was posting or saying she was going to post 10 years of text messages if she didn't put out a statement or something. And then we didn't see them together in the public for a year. So this for this to randomly drop on like a Tuesday, especially after the release of Taylor's new album, to me feels very pointed. So whatever happened behind the scenes, maybe they mended fences.
The Bird Show.